Welcome to Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio. And I am your host, Kurtz, bringing you the best in pro wrestling news with my cohort,
Alex Rico.
And of course, we have two special guests here. Oh, wait, and Jacinto too.
three special guests.
Okay, so I'd like for the both of you to introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
Dennis the Butcher.
And you're a pro wrestler, right?
I am a pro wrestler. Right now, I'm not wrestling at all.
Okay. He's waiting to make his debut on the Rumble.
There you go.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have the wrestling guy, David Gomez.
Hello again.
Nice. So this is your second show, right?
Yes.
See, he had so much fun in the previous show. He's back for another one.
More like we forced him.
No, we're not forcing him at all. So if you see him tap Morse code to get out, you know,
ignore that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like CM Punk and quit.
Exactly.
He's gonna walk out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk out
and get married.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
My twin brother is getting married.
Really?
Yeah. Lonchetto. He's getting married to a 19-year-old.
That guy's a little perb and he's a womanizer, but hey. Well, you know, yeah. What can expect?
Love is love.
The butcher's just jealous.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of lonely nights.
All right.
At the butcher shop.
Okay.
With all his meats.
So. That's how he got slapped by Katarina Lee.
Yeah, you could tell her.
That's how he got slapped.
She has a good right hook.
I hope that's it.
So last show we did, it was a pre-SummerSlam show, which was, might as well have been ages ago. In the interim, we've managed to have a lot of people over here at the Wrestling Guy store, including Drew Galloway,
formerly known as Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, who I interviewed, I think it was SummerSlam weekend, right? It was SummerSlam weekend?
Yeah, SummerSlam weekend.
So stick around for the end of the show in which, you know, you'll hear that interview with Drew Galloway. It might seem a bit, you know, he might make some dated references because he took that Ice Bucket Challenge, but, you know, he does go into detail on who his favorite wrestler is from his childhood, so it's pretty informative. You should stick around.
I wasn't here, but how was he?
It was great.
He was great. He kept me out till 1 in the morning.
Oh, you guys hung out afterwards?
We hung out afterwards.
Come on, you know those Scottish guys. They like to drink and party.
Oh, he does.
He's what's wrong with that?
He loves the party. He's a great guy. No, yeah. You know, we all like to party. And no, he was awesome.
And we've all,
I'll bring him back again.
We've also had Katarina Lee here.
Yes.
And why don't you take us off? Who's the next signing?
Our next signing is El Patron, formerly known as Alberto Del Rio. Mm-hmm. Hope WWE likes that.
Ay, 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 ay.
And he will be here September 20th from 1 to 3 p.m. So El Patron, Dos Caras Jr.
By the way, that was Vince doing that.
Ay, 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 ay.
So he'll be here from 1 to 3. Just him, no Ricardo. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. What's his name? Ricardo? Yeah.
His ring announcer.
No, what was his real
Ricky
name?
Ricky Ricardo.
No. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, formerly known as Ricardo, will not be joining us.
Is that the guy that stabbed Cena?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, so there you go. Just look it all up at the wrestling store. WrestlingGuyStore.com
and then on Facebook.com/WrestlingGuyStore.
And while you're liking his page, you should also like our page at Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio.
/ Facebook.
Facebook.com/PipeBombWrestlingRadio. And we also have a Twitter.
Hit those likes.
Yeah, PipeBomb_radio. So would you want to announce your Twitter page? Or?
Well, first, Butcher does not have a Twitter page. He just has a Facebook. But he does have on YouTube. You can look up The Butcher Shop. Mm-hmm. The Butcher Shop, and he's got little segments, kind of cheesy segments, where you can see Drew, Carolina, Tito Santana, Lonchero, myself, and, you know, we have a great time. Shelly Martinez as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we'll have more.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
The Butcher Show.
Yeah. So let's get right to the show now. Since it's been such a long time since we've done the show, I think we should just, you know, and the Raw,
like we always do.
Yeah, and the Raws haven't been that pleasurable to watch, you know, since SummerSlam.
Only one of them.
Yeah, one was.
Well, I mean, they've been, but one of them was.
Snooze Fest?
Yeah. I'm thinking we should just pretty much sum up everything that's occurred post SummerSlam and what's happening tonight at Champions.
Excuse me, not to interrupt, but you know, there hasn't been exactly snooze area because we have the advocate, Mr. Paul Heyman. I mean, he keeps me going. I love hearing him. Mm-hmm. He's in the ring, and you know, he says things like the way it's supposed to be. You know, say, you know, he tells it like it is. Yeah. I mean, just what that just passed with John Cena, I thought was great work that he did.
Yeah, but that's pretty bad. A three-hour show and you can only remember one thing. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, because then after Paul Heyman, then I went back to sleep. So, yeah.
I can't believe you guys are honestly ignoring the Nikki and Breeze feud with Jerry Springer. Oh. Well, with Stephanie and then Jerry Springer. I mean, that's just like the most entertaining part on
you broke
Raw.
His hip.
Yeah. I love that. I love the evil Knievel reference when he's just giving the thumbs up as he's being carted away. I
mean,
you know,
it doesn't get more interesting than that. I mean, that beats Paul Heyman.
I mean, right? You just might as well bring the Muppets back. You know?
Might as well.
Might as well bring the Muppets. I mean, Jerry Springer, come on. It's bad enough you got bad TV anyways.
That's two Jerrys in a row, right?
Yeah, two Jerrys in a row.
Jerry Lawler and then Jerry Springer.
So, I don't know, was there any Jerry's chance? I fast-forwarded through it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
I think
when he came out, it was Jerry chance.
There were a few. Yeah. So that's what ended up happening. It's like, okay, so you go from Stephanie and Brie to now Brie and Nikki, and I think they're trying to incorporate the feud of AJ and Paige into this for the...
Just
for
so they could hot potato the title over to the Bellas.
You think they're going to hot potato the title?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So pretty much AJ and Paige are being put in the back burner.
I think Paige though is very entertaining.
Yeah.
She got funny. She was funny on Monday. Mm-hmm. She was with the whole
each week
she's growing.
She's growing.
Her character is growing. I think finally she's found something. I don't know how to explain the way she acted Monday, but she just I don't know, that's the way she was acting with AJ was like, oh, don't touch my...
It was shades of her FCW, or her NXT character.
Oh, so. See, I didn't get to see NXT back then. Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't,
sorry.
I missed the NXT match. I know there was an NXT match there. Did anyone catch that? I totally missed
today?
It.
TakeOver? Yeah,
no,
I wanted to see it.
The one on Raw.
Oh, yeah, the NXT match.
Yeah, I saw it.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was just too short. To me, it was just way too short.
They got a lot of people with their... They had the Undertaker look when Neville did the...
The corkscrew.
The corkscrew.
Yeah. No, not
I just... The...
Shooting Star Press.
They call it the Red Arrow. They call it the Red Arrow.
Yeah, because I saw fans like...
Yeah, that's good.
Like,
that's I love the fact, especially since JBL was getting a lot of flack, because JBL... was using the word that you couldn't use in wrestling. You can't use the word boring.
Yeah.
Nothing should be boring in wrestling. Even the things that are horrible, he should not be like, this is boring. I love the way he was selling the NXT show. It's like, you guys, you gotta see this. You know?
Actually, for that brief moment, they actually sounded like announcers. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yeah, Cole was actually calling the spots.
Yeah, he was.
Is it me?
Oh, I dropped my pen. It was boring.
Is it me, though, or is Michael Cole boring? I think he makes Raw boring.
Yeah,
he's been boring.
Isn't he? I mean, I want, you know, thanks to the WWE Network that you can get for only
$9.99. I think they trademarked that.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, sorry.
That might be the latest t-shirt, too.
I might get sued now. And but you can tell the difference when JR used to do Raw
and Michael
Cole did Raw. I mean, JR can make the most boringest match. He could have made that El Torito Hornswoggle match interesting. Yeah. Michael Cole is just like so.
But I mean, it's not their fault. I mean, it is some of their fault.
Yeah.
Most of it goes to whoever's yelling at his ear.
Yeah.
It's just he speaks in too much of a monotonous voice. And I don't know if it's just him. Because I remember he used to speak more inflection, you know, kind of like JR.
Yeah.
Even when Mick Foley beat The Rock, you know. And
yeah.
That was Cole that was calling that match, you know. And it's like.
I think Michael Cole should just come back in the ring like he did before and, you know, put on those orange cute little tights on.
Really? Oh, my God. That was horrible.
Those tattoos.
You know what, Michael, they missed the... They...
I'm not talking bad about his kids, but whoever drew those tattoos...
I'm about to say cute as in a gay way, but, you know, just like... This.
They missed the ball with Michael Cole. He could have been a great... He could have been a good manager.
Yeah.
He could have made Swagger much more of a heel at the time.
Yeah. Miz, I think. He was back.
But Miz, yeah. Was it? No, but remember he had Swagger with him during that WrestleMania
feud.
I think he could have helped Swagger because I think that's what Swagger was missing.
Yeah. Now here's another question because I noticed the Miz comes out. Now he comes out with what's that other guy named?
Damian Sandow.
Miz Dow.
Don't they know what to do with him?
Well, you know what? I disagree. I think they finally gave him something that is going to lead to something. I think because, you know, he's hanging out with The Miz now. I could see him sooner or later where he kind of breaks away from him.
Wait, who doesn't have anything? Miz or Sandow?
Sandow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said Miz.
He hasn't had anything.
Miz doesn't have anything. Miz
he looks like a puppet. Yeah. He's like a titere. Yeah. He's like a little Mexican puppet.
Strings.
Are you just going back to this El Patronte?
Well, I might as well keep it in flavor.
In flavor.
But don't you think, I mean, finally, Sandow has something.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to lead to him and Miz feuding sooner or later.
Yeah.
God willing.
Look what happened to the Road Scholars. I mean.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. How about Goldust and Stardust?
They turned heel, which I saw.
I don't see it as them being heel. They just want the titles. I mean, if I'm in there, I would want the titles.
You know what? We do need a couple of good freaks in the show, and I think they pull off well.
Yeah.
That's why we have a censor right here.
He hasn't said a word.
Exactly. I don't say something. He also see Raw. You've seen all these Raws.
Yeah.
So what are your impressions? What has impressed you the most besides Heyman? You know?
Well, I don't know. Nothing really. Like, there's...
He's waiting for the Lonchetto to come out.
Yeah. It's hard for me to get, I guess, like, oh, man, that was a really good match. Or
well, let me ask
about,
you this.
What about Ambrose Rollins?
Which, oh, yeah, that one was good.
Yeah.
See?
That was a great match. Who knew a Lumberjack match would be so good?
Not that one. He's talking about the Raw one.
Oh, the
one Cinderella? Right after, I think. What was it?
Yeah.
The chair and the table.
Yeah.
Our host is a little bit behind. He's at SummerSlam right now.
What do you think of Chris Jericho flying over the top, you know, jumping over the steel cage like Jimmy Snuka?
Yeah.
What'd you pretty think of nice. That?
I thought it was pretty funny because when he was up there, he was just like, eh.
Yeah.
I guess he said on Twitter or something, he said he hasn't done that move since
1982.
Yeah, because he was on the Indies, right, or something?
Did he say that he hurt himself because of...
No, he said it's a false report.
I think Dallas Page came out saying that he broke his toe or something. But then Jericho came out saying that that's not true, so I don't know.
That
was pretty high. I saw how he landed. Maybe not.
And then Rollins almost got killed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
On Raw. The spike almost.
Yeah, hit him.
Hit him.
Like, penetrated his skin and.
I don't know how he. I guess he must have just thought the spike was somewhere else.
Yeah.
He played it off pretty good though.
Yeah.
Well, isn't he like Super Thor right now? In the ring?
And then he did the Jericho move, but he got a louder reaction then.
Jericho.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Divas.
Now you know.
I don't like how they're taking Bray out of the equation now from this whole Jericho thing, because like it's similar to how I was saying this example when Ken Kennedy had injured Cena, but then they said that Orton had injured Cena like back in like 2007, and the same thing about Bray. It was like technically Bray attacked Jericho after the match and all that, but technically it was Orton in that backstage segment that injured Jericho, and I think
and now Jericho and Orton have a match and have a champion.
But maybe from storyline wise, maybe they're leading towards Orton finally doing the face turn because you know it's coming.
Yeah,
and he'll go with Lesnar down the line, so they got to make him more dangerous.
Yeah,
you know, so maybe they're
taking out a baby face makes him dangerous.
Well, I'm saying
Cena does it all the time. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm saying he injured. Instead of saying Bray Wyatt injured him, they'll say Orton, and then that way Orton can go back to Triple H and say, "Hey, I took out Jericho. Now where's my rematch?"
Mm.
You know, and then Orton finally
turns face by taking out.
Jericho
another face.
What does Bray do now, though?
He's gonna. Supposedly set to feud with Ziggler for the belt.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about Cesaro and...
And Sheamus.
And Sheamus.
I don't know.
The feud is boring.
Yeah, there's... The only good... The only good thing I could see out of this is Cesaro winning. Probably, you know? I don't think it's gonna happen. Has Sheamus even defended the title once?
No one ever defends the U.S. title. Yeah. We gotta wake up the butcher because
Sheamus hasn't even been on a pay-per-view for like 2 months already.
Yeah, I think so. It's the curse of the U.S. title. Like,
Sheamus needs
not to change the subject, but do you know that your voice kind of has a similar to the Genius? Do you know the Genius? Randy Savage.
Yeah, Lanny
Pompa.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Well, you should try it. I mean, just like Mr. Perfect, Mr. Perfect. You know, he has that little deep tone right there. I could hear it at him.
Now, so you got to end the show today with a rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay. No pressure. All right.
No pressure.
And then we'll invite you to the shop, put on the those graduation gowns on, and you're set, dude.
But our third guest here doesn't speak.
Yeah.
He's saving the best for last. Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
No. It's going to be the one word.
It's because I don't know much.
Like the little rascal. Like
everything.
Yeah, but you see Raw. Just say your opinions.
I'm still stuck in the 80s and 90s, so I'm just as bad. Why do you think I'm bringing out the Genius right now?
You're living in a danger zone.
Ooh, yeah.
Look, Cesaro loses. Sheamus turns heel.
That should happen.
I say should make that Torino guy, that little midget, that little bull midget, they should make him in the U.S. champion.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they'll retire like they did the Cruiserweight.
The Cruiserweight.
Is the NXT title being defended at Night of Champions?
It should.
No. It should.
It was defended tonight, right?
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, NXT TakeOver 2.
Yeah, and how they should have more NXT exhibition matches, but not take away that much from the storylines themselves. You know, just get these random NXT guys, like the Raw after a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know, just once a month or something, just to not
and not always the same guys, always rotate.
Yeah,
right?
And
except the extension, I don't want to see them.
Just like call it like an exhibition or something.
Oh, excuse me, look at the play on words.
Yeah, there you go. So
80,
you know,
they're already practicing for the Genius role.
Yeah. Like the reason I think that is because, I mean, it'd be nice if they were to have an NXT match at the pay-per-view, but NXT and the pay-per-views are part of the network already.
Yeah.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to get people to buy the network, so the only place you could do that is on TV.
Have it on
TV.
Raw.
Yeah.
But you can't buy the network if every Raw is a snooze fest and leading up to a horrible pay-per-view, because honestly...
But you can get it for $9.99.
I mean... You look at Raw, last week was horrible. Raw this week was a little better, except for the shoving of Roman Reigns down our throat.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of that too already.
Yeah.
Ambrose.
Oh, that move.
I just...
See, you got him.
Isn't that move horrible? Moves of doom.
Yeah.
The three moves of doom. The Superman punch.
Every time I see him, like, what?
Oh. What about Adam Rose and his bunny rabbit? Did you see that sidekick?
I heard it's Darren Young.
I think so.
It's gonna be Darren Young.
Yeah.
Look who they're feuding with.
Titus O'Neil. The guy that put him out. Yeah.
That was just a stupid split. They split him up for nothing.
Yeah.
Titus O'Neil and Darren Young.
Yeah, that was.
It's because he announced he was gay and.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that was Darren Young. That rabbit is tall.
No, well, it's going to be him when he comes back from injury.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
Titus? I don't know.
I think
it's his college.
College. His fraternity. That's fraternity.
I thought it was his mating call for Auburn or something.
No,
I think ever since he announced that he was gay,
they kind of put him on the back burner.
Yeah. Or maybe they did have an idea for him, but then
he got injured.
Yeah.
Hopefully this leads. Well, it is kind of funny. I think they are kind of going to play off his gay. His announcement of him being gay, because if you look at the bunny, he's kind of he's acting kind of fruity.
Look at Adam Rose,
fruity and bunny. That's like having tricks. That's like having a bowl of tricks now.
Hey, it could have been worse. It could have been Zach Ryder.
What happened to Heath Slater? He was on a 3 Raws in a row winning streak, and then he loses to a bunny.
Yeah,
what happened?
He's the new
because he's the one man, baby.
So Cena's on Fruity Pebble boxes.
Yeah, and now the buddy's gonna be on tricks.
Darren Young is gonna be on tricks.
There you go. You got it on your what's it called again?
Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio.
It's on your pipe bomb now.
Yeah.
We already discovered about
what
tricks.
What happened to Heath Slater? He's the new Chavo Guerrero.
Yeah, I'm thinking not to take anything away from Heath Slater, but you know he's just there because they don't want. You know, the indies to book 3MB. That's the truth. You know what I mean? They don't...
Or the competition.
Exactly. So
Who's the competition?
How many they feel they'll get better competition?
TNA?
TNA.
Yeah.
JWF?
New Japan.
Or GWF?
New Japan could book
We could agree there.
Yeah.
Or you got...
PWG.
Jeff Jarrett's new organization.
Oh, you mean the Bridge to Nowhere?
Yeah.
It is. It's a Bridge to Nowhere.
He keeps, like, every month a new video.
It was all new to me.
Or AAA.
AAA.
The Lucha, what's it called? Lucha Libre.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing that.
Which we should go because they're giving free shows.
I have three tickets if anybody wants it for Saturday.
Oh, I want. So. You know, because you know who's there.
I can't make it.
You know who's there, right? Maxine.
Oh, is she there?
She's signed?
She's a manager. Yeah, she's a manager of someone.
I just saw her on a Cinemax porn.
I know.
Really?
What about you just offered tickets and you didn't tell me first? I could have gone. I'm bored.
What time?
Go!
What time?
Balonchetto can't make it.
I'm always last to find out about this thing.
That's because I like to keep you here.
Where's the Lonchetto
anyway? No, it's not fair because I got a life. I like to go have fun.
Lonchetto's with he's planning his honeymoon right now.
He's a dick.
Can't say that on this. On Pipe Bomb Radio.
You just say this on Pipe Bomb, right?
I don't know. We always throw the PG rating out. So.
Oh.
We start off good.
I told you this lots of times. Say what's in you, and then you're fine.
There's nothing in me. Well, I don't know. I don't go that way.
Since I was like, not yet.
What the fuck? You're not supposed to say fuck. I mean, the F word on Pipe Bomb Radio.
This is turning into DX kid
article. All right. Sorry.
Oh, wait, what's this? Oh, and someone's knocking underneath the table.
That's because I heard Daniel Bryan's name.
Oh.
And you know me, I pop boners every time I have Daniel Bryan's name is mentioned.
No. For God's sakes, no.
All right. I might
pop one this week because or early next week because we might get the Eva Marie figure.
Oh yes.
Yes.
What do you guys sit right next to?
There might be a hole in the back of the box.
Just throw jizz on it. That's all.
It'll come with some extra.
with lip gloss.
Just extra, a little extra glitter on the figure.
There you go. Oh,
it seems like you guys loosen up of all this little sexual talk here.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
This guy right here can shut him up.
He's the one that says he had something inside him. I don't know.
There was this guy.
Say what you've got inside. Don't worry. Nobody will judge you. Go ahead. Right. Come on, host. Gotta take it back.
Brother.
You gotta take it back, host.
All right.
He can't take it back.
So, I think that we've been running down everything that's gonna happen. I think the only thing.
United Champions?
Yeah.
But we haven't talked about.
We haven't gone.
Lesnar destroyed Cena. Finally.
Yeah. We haven't gone into detail on that.
One thing. I believe and I feel that Cena will turn heel.
Really?
I really believe he's going to turn heel.
But who's going to take over the top spot?
Well, look,
it would be a good swerve because of the way the interview went.
That's where you're wrong. Cena's been heel for the past 10 years. You guys are seeing it wrong.
He's going to come out one day. He's going to beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan. And then after he beats the shit out of Hulk Hogan, he's going to beat the shit out of Sting.
You can't say shit on the
when
radio.
When Sting comes back with his baseball bat, then he's going to beat the shit out of him. And he's gonna become the biggest
kid. I don't even think Hulk Hogan would have something.
You know what I think?
Hogan said, I still got one leg, brother.
Look, if Cena doesn't turn heel this not this Sunday, but next Sunday at Night of Champions, he never turns heel.
He's gonna turn heel.
He's gonna get destroyed again.
About that Make-A-Wish Foundation. Trust me, it's gonna go out the window. Hogan was noble one day. Look at NWO was a success, and now look where he's at.
But Hogan had Sting, or WCW had Sting. That could back up Hogan when he turned heel. And then
Daniel Bryan's going to come back in 3 months.
Yeah.
So that's the test right there. Daniel Bryan.
And then he's going to fuck himself over again and he's going to get hurt.
Cena's supposed to be gone for a month.
But Daniel Bryan doesn't sell as much merchandise as Cena.
You know who did? CM Punk.
Online.
He did.
But
he
not did. At live events.
At live events he didn't.
Cena was number one live events.
Always.
The only way that you can turn... The only person that I know that was even close at live events and as online was Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
And if Jeff Hardy were to come back, then I say, okay, now you can turn Cena heel.
Well, I mean...
Because Jeff Hardy can carry the company for at least a year.
If TNA does go under, which I hope they do. No offense to everybody that works there. It's just, I mean, come on.
Sorry, Robbie E.
It's sinking. Either jump now or die with the company.
Hey, I could see Dixie Carter working for the WWE, be the general manager.
Oh, yeah. We already have that. Stephanie.
Bischoff did it.
Yeah, yeah. That was like Bischoff and...
Money Talks.
Mm. Right, then we have, what's her name? I think she did great. I'm glad she retired now.
Vicky Guerrero.
I think, God bless her heart.
I would think, I would love, like I said, if TNA wasn't so bad in debt and everything, I would love, the only way the Monday Night Wars or a war or a rivalry would come between the two companies is for Shane McMahon to buy TNA.
Yeah.
We've had this.
Yeah, we've actually had this.
If Shane buys TNA, now you've got it.
Yeah.
Put it this way, I really think the last 4 years of Raw, we wrote them.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying we've had a bunch of conversations and a majority of the time.
Oh, so you're the ones to blame.
And these guys, and you know what? These guys talk to me, you know, and you know what? They've been pretty legit. So, you know, hey, my hat's off to them.
Then they're the ones to blame for the bad Raws?
No.
We don't want to hang out with them anymore.
We didn't have Hornswoggle as a
most of the storylines.
GM, the mysterious GM.
Most of the storylines, though. I mean, we predicted them, and we always go 100%.
If Cena turns heel next Sunday, we'll sell everything in the store 50% off.
Don't you guys always sell everything in the store 50% off?
I could see Cena turning heel at the Royal Rumble.
I think they'll test Daniel
Bryan.
I think they'll test Daniel Bryan's popularity out and see how Roman Reigns does. You know when the test for Roman Reigns comes is at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
If he throws out, if the fans boo him,
Brock Lesnar, again,
like they did Batista, he's done.
Because the solution is add Batista again. make him last all the way.
Again.
Throw Bryan out. Yeah. And again. Then this time Reigns throws him out.
Yeah. Again.
That could work. I think the best, if you're going to book and you want WrestleMania to be big, 31. Roman Reigns and Batista is going to put everybody to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, Roman Reigns and Lesnar, sorry.
Who's from San Francisco?
It's going to be Goldberg Lesnar part 2.
Yeah.
I don't think Roman Reigns can carry
the company.
Probably the company the and event. Cannot carry Lesnar to a good match.
I think he could carry the company, not Nalo. Down the road. Down the road.
Not even then. Not even.
Really?
You're killing me. You're killing me. You know what? Let's go.
I don't see that.
Let's go.
I don't see anything.
You know what?
I'm seeing it in a business way.
No.
I can see why they want.
He doesn't. When I went to the Raw.
If I'm going selfishly, Dean Ambrose carries.
Ambrose carries it.
But they're not gonna have it.
You can tell the pops. They're building him like the next Austin, and they don't even realize it.
They did that with Punk. Look what happened. He's out. He walked away. He left us.
No, but Triple H interfered in that one. He decided, let me get involved in this storyline. And ever since he got involved, CM Punk was never the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I think if if you really want WrestleMania 31 to sell, you keep Bryan. You don't bring him back in November like supposedly it's planned.
Yeah.
You don't bring him back in December. You bring him back at the Royal Rumble. Let him be a surprise entrant. Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns, if he's not doing as well.
But that's what they did with Cena.
No, but you let Bryan win the Rumble. Let him get killed at Elimination Chamber by Lesnar somehow, or even at the night, Raw after. So that way Lesnar's built up like a beast and Bryan has no chance.
Yeah.
And then you let Bryan beat him at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's the perfect,
I would want that.
Would you rather see Reigns and be like this? Oh, wait, do the noise? What is it? Let me punch him. No, let me go outside and run like a little girl. Let me do my little drop kick. And let me go inside and do the little chick chick.
Again.
And then steal Edge's spear chant. And spear Lesnar.
I'd rather see Fandango as a champion.
In a business standpoint, Bryan's a liability.
No. So was Austin.
I'm saying that
Austin is the exception. Like I told him earlier, Austin, Rock, and Hogan are the exception.
It's going down, dude.
No. I refuse to believe it because I've seen it at Honda. Fans still chant, do the yes chant. Yeah. They want Bryan. But you got to give them a good.
When did you go?
That Monday Night Raw.
The Monday after SummerSlam.
Oh, you went?
The week after SummerSlam.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it opened up with a song, huh? Mm-hmm. And it was Stephanie.
What they need to do is give Bryan, if you give Bryan a good story, the best storyline for him to come back is Brock Lesnar.
The underdog again?
Yeah, that's it. You cannot put him in there with Kane again. You can't put him in there with Orton. You have to put him in with Lesnar. And you have to make it seem, because if you go in with Reigns, it's so damn predictable.
Would a heel Cena and Nikki against Daniel Bryan and Reed be a good substitute?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not in a tag match. Okay. Heel Cena against Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
With each of them at the corners.
Yeah. Yeah, that
but
makes sense.
But the original plan was for Bryan to drop it to Lesnar. So.
And get it back.
Really?
No, I never heard
of that. I heard he was going to lose it.
I never heard
he was
going
to lose it at Night of Champions and then get it back like around Survivor Series.
Wow.
I never heard that one.
And then I heard Lesnar was going to get it back, but at Rumble, and then go in against Reigns. Mm-hmm. That Bryan was supposed to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, they change plans every damn week. But that was the plan I heard. That he was going to lose it at SummerSlam and get it back at Survivor Series.
As much as your idea sounds good, I don't think
so. So where does it leave for the Viper?
Well, who cares about the Viper?
The Viper, man. I mean, he's been main eventing it left
and right. Orton, you want me to tell you what's going to happen with Orton?
He's going to go in. I also sleep on Orton matches. I'm sorry. My bad.
Orton goes with Triple H at WrestleMania. I'm calling it right now.
Wow. Yeah.
In a retirement match.
Oh.
And Orton retires Triple H.
Or it could be with him versus Kane. Because lately they've been...
Maybe Orton retires Kane.
What's the special attraction?
Didn't Orton Kane have Sting?
Okay.
Didn't Orton and Kane have a WrestleMania match like 2 years ago?
They did.
Yeah.
And that's when Kane beat him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe Orton.
They did Triple H was Undertaker and Shawn Michaels with Undertaker.
Like, yeah.
50 times.
Maybe I think the best bet on this one is or. The other thing I can see is Daniel Bryan against Triple H again.
Yeah.
Where Bryan retires Triple H.
Yeah.
I think Triple H is in this year. It's his retirement.
How old is the boss?
As far as wrestling in ring career.
Triple H is like late 40s, right?
Yeah. About 44, 45.
Oh, he's still got more.
No, but I could see either Bryan or Orton retiring him or Cena.
I'm 42 of. Young age.
I like your style.
Cena
Hogan.
Cena Hogan?
No, I don't want to see Hogan in my TV screen. I mean, in a match.
I think you go Undertaker, Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Hogan and Austin.
We're talking about WrestleMania, like if it's around the corner.
By the time you wake up, it's already Christmas and then WrestleMania. That's hello. All
right, so who wins the Royal Rumble?
Reigns.
Reigns, that's your call? I say Ambrose or Bryan. I'm calling it right now. I think WWE is going to notice they fucked up. Excuse me. Yeah. And they're going to they're going to say, we can't give Reigns the Royal Rumble.
I disagree because Royal Rumble's in January. TNA's contract supposedly. Oh, excuse me.
It's the Lonchetto calling you.
Trust me. Trust me. I wish they wouldn't be going with Reigns, but that's their number one guy.
I think they learned their lesson, though.
Yeah,
Batista. I think they're not gonna go that way.
Yeah.
Sorry, the butcher has a phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the phone with Katarina right now.
I'm my bad.
I'm stealing my woman. Yeah. Look. All right, so back to Night of Champions. We forgot about Night of Champions. See, that tells you what kind of pay-per-view Night of Champions is.
Yeah.
I actually want to talk about the Rumble now.
Look,
it sounds like
the Rumble. They're gonna make them. They learned their lesson from Batista. If Roman Reigns is starts getting booed, which seems like the most likely scenario, because I think fans are getting tired of him. Look at this guy right here. See?
Yeah. But this is two people.
Reigns, you could tell.
Reigns still gets cheered.
At SummerSlam, he wasn't cheered as loud.
No, he was actually getting boos.
Yeah.
Ambrose got the pop of the night, I say.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Behind Lesnar.
You mean the new Stone Cold Jr.?
Because that's what they're. Yeah. I think they're building him to be kind of like an Austin, but not.
Don't jinx it. Because if it doesn't happen, I'm gonna get mad.
I just think that Ambrose. The only thing that kills Ambrose, honestly, is he's still a little sloppy.
Yeah.
You could tell he's still a little sloppy.
I would. He's a brawler.
I would love to see a main event with like Rollins.
Yeah.
Half of the stunners weren't good. The Stone Cold did.
That's because the person that was taking them was Carl.
Linda McMahon.
Linda, Vince.
It takes two to tangle. So
The Rock.
The Rock. Hey, The Rock.
Hey, he sold it.
But Austin says the best one was Shane. Shane would sell that thing like no other. Like I think you go with. I say you go with Bryan wins the Rumble, and he goes on to main event WrestleMania.
Mm.
He beats Lesnar, and Rollins. Cashes it in, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
I still say you're going to see someone from TNA entering the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I think you'll see Jeff Hardy.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
I go with Jeff Hardy.
Mr. Anderson.
Well, he, I don't think Orton's Papa John. Orton hates him.
Yeah, Orton's there.
And Orton and Cena don't like him. Just like you'll never see Bubba Ray Dudley.
Cause yeah, because Orton hates him as well.
Dixie Carter.
I don't think... I don't think Hardy...
I mean, she's been taking high risks now these days. So
I don't think Hardy would be at the Rumble because he still has another year left.
Well, I'm saying if it goes down before
Yeah, if
then,
it goes down...
I say Jeff Hardy would be
still obligated to pay him, so he could easily just stay at home and get paid.
How perfect would it have been a couple years ago when Punk was...
Heel.
Yeah. For him, the feud was right there. It was set. Main event, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I said, with Jeff Hardy.
The feud
is right there.
Yeah. I think we actually do have it on a podcast, that one as well.
But I think Jeff Hardy would be nice. I don't know who he would feud with.
I don't know if you guys heard, but Kurt Angle's going to do an announcement soon saying what company he's
going to
be with.
I think he's going to TNA.
But he said that, this is what he said, regardless, he's not going to wrestle until January.
Okay.
So maybe the Rumble.
Could be a tease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Hardy goes with, if Jeff Hardy comes back and he does main event and he does do a match at WrestleMania, for whatever reason, TNA goes under, I call in it right now, he goes against Seth Rollins.
Oh, that could actually go.
Ladder match.
Yeah. For the suitcase.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great match. Yeah. And I think you do end up with the Goldust and Cody.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
I see Bray Sting.
Bray Sting
would be good. I can see Sting with either Taker, Bray, or Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see him with, like, Kane, because that'll be a snooze.
In that case, I hope Sting, Triple H, so Sting could get a win.
Yeah.
I think
he'll get a win over
Taker. Because if it's Bray Sting, then
Bray Sting kind of hurts Bray, right?
Yeah, it's the second loss. Yeah.
Look, I'll be happy with Brian if it's either Lesnar, heel Cena, or Chris Jericho.
What are they sticking with Sheamus in?
I won't even watch WrestleMania. I'll be there and I'll just go to sleep.
You're gonna be here while
I'm gonna be there and I'm just gonna drive home. Be like, I want my money back.
Oh, you already got your ticket?
No, when it comes out, I'm gonna buy it. And if you jinx my guy, I hope Ambrose becomes a jobber. He hope he becomes the next Sandow. Oh no, even worse, the next Ryder.
he got some exposure. As long as he doesn't become Lance Storm.
That's all you need.
Sinzo's like, who?
So look, the Rumble, I already telling you, Brian Ambrose are my pick.
Okay.
That's my pick.
I'm still going with CM Punk versus Stone Cold.
I'm number 31. I'm going to be the Rumble.
Lonchetto's going to win the Rumble.
I'm going to be the Rumble.
Nah, if Stone Cold does wrestle, it's going to be...
It better not be Hogan.
It's going to be 32.
Yeah.
Because that's it. They're going to have it in Texas.
Yeah, they're going to have it in Dallas or Houston.
Well, then CM Punk better bring out his boots. Because that's the only one I see. There's only two guys I see Austin wrestling. And that's either Punk or Cena. There's no way in hell I see him going against anybody else.
Cena.
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
You know, I could have seen him against Taker.
Yeah.
At 32.
An all Texas main event. Yeah.
I could see, I think if look, by that time, AJ will be pregnant.
Yeah.
Wanting kids. Punk is going to need the money. WWE is going to need to push somebody because 31.
Punk's baby?
That sounds weird.
That sounds creepy.
What is this? Look,
if Reigns wins the Rumble, and he main events WrestleMania, CM Punk is coming back at 32 because that WrestleMania 31 is going to go down as the worst WrestleMania in history.
Look, they're making their kids.
What if you're wrong?
It's going to go... That's disgusting. It's going to go down to the worst WrestleMania in history.
They could stack the card and just have
all right, I'm sorry. I'll take it back. That'll be the worst main event in WrestleMania history.
I don't know. LT, Bam Bam.
Think about it again. Reigns, Lesnar. We'll have, 20 German suplexes and a Superman. Look at this, will be the whole match. 20 German suplexes, Superman punch, a spear, and a drop kick. Match is over. And Paul Heyman standing there.
Who knows? There's a lot of time until then. Maybe he gets better.
I'm not. Are you convinced Roman Reigns is going to get another move? Okay, he'll add a fourth move. Edge.
A Samoan drop.
I forgot that one. The Samoan drop.
Or as they call it in Samoa.
He's one move away from Cena's five moves of doom. One move away. Just give us one more. There's no way Reigns is going to put on a good main event. I don't care what anybody tells me. There's no way in hell.
You're going to give him crushes, the Iron Claw?
He might as well get used to it. That's where he's going to be. He's going to be a jobber. I'm calling it right now. But after 31, he's a jobber. He's gone. Good as gone.
Who, Reigns?
Reigns. He's good as gone. He's gonna be Batista.
I don't know. They invested too much on him. I don't think he's gonna be gone.
They invested a lot in Batista and coming back.
Yeah.
And boy, that was
yeah,
a
but he's already a household name.
Yeah.
Not as big as Vince, though.
Yeah.
Reigns, I don't see it. I think the only guy that he's gonna be the one. He's gonna be the one that everybody thought Seth Rollins was gonna be.
So you're saying he's Lex Luger?
Yeah.
I mean, for a bad example, he's Lex Luger, 1994.
Lex Luger.
I'm like Lex Luthor.
Sorry, he did.
He'll be your hero.
He's good as gone. That's my call. Reigns sucks. He's gone. Sorry, Roman.
Yeah.
He's not the Rock.
Yeah.
As much as Vince wants him to be the Rock, he's not the Rock.
True.
I just heard right now there's a tag match with Andre the Giant and the Ultimate Warrior versus Randy Savage and Mr. Perfect right now.
Nice.
Where?
At the Sky Dome.
Not in Toronto, people, so don't be dumb and go away. They probably will.
They go.
Imagine you get some dupes. Oh shit, there's an extra they're alive still.
I had a customer call me telling me when I'm gonna bring the Road Warriors in for a signing.
Oh gosh.
I didn't have the heart to tell him.
Really? Why didn't you tell him?
I didn't have the heart. He was like, that would be just so awesome if you got the Road Warriors in there for a signing.
Maybe he's a fan of Heidenreich.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's a fan of draws.
Did you guys hear Shane O'Hare die?
Yeah.
Sean O'Hare.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're not telling anything that we don't already
rest in
know.
Peace.
I heard he bust another freaking Robin Williams too. You know, suicide.
Yeah.
You know, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Depression. So you guys should, if you guys, anybody's suicidal, like I will be during WrestleMania 31 if Roman runs.
Oh God! We had our Owen Hart boys. We had our Owen Hart boys, and you turned it into the Cena thing.
If anyone is suicidal, please come.
Suicide's not
the national suicide. Not kidding. I might. That's it.
That's
I'm gonna be so depressed.
You know what?
I'm spending $1,000 on that travel package. I might just throw myself off
depression
the
depression is a serious business. But hey, there's nothing wrong adding humor to make that person that's bound with
maybe that guy that was maybe
give
that
him
guy
a smile and maybe call the hotline. Don't do nothing stupid.
Maybe that guy that was depressed. I made him laugh.
Yeah.
Or shoot himself.
Look, Lewis was suicidal a week ago.
Yeah.
Why? He was suicidal. He didn't think he'd have a job.
Yeah.
But I told him just to get into gay porn and he'd be all right.
No, he said just
he was
bowling.
Really considering it.
He said just bowling.
Is that where you're working
bowling.
It now? I don't want
he was going to get in with somebody sitting to my right.
You still butcher?
No, across from me, but to my right. The one that says he has stuff inside of him.
That was that?
Yeah.
The butcher is very upset right now.
So. I'm not upset. I could
he's not getting his favorite meat.
No, he's not. He got rejected by Katarina.
I would like to make a special plug, though, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
The special plug is for my good buddies over at Santino Brothers Wrestling School Academy.
There you go again.
Why not?
No, go ahead.
Here we go.
We'll promote anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways, Santino Brothers Wrestling Academy School, they are having a... You want to become a pro wrestler on September 24th. All you have to do is believe in yourself. Go ahead and go for a tryout and become a wrestler and live your dreams.
I can never make
you are surrounded by these great guys. They will train you. They will train you in a ring, in and out of the ring. So that's one. And then another thing, on September the 20th, from 1 to 4, you have the great Adam Pearce. He will be sharing his knowledge and power over at Santino Brothers. So there you have it.
Okay.
Yeah. And another plug, I would just like to say, the butcher never plugs the wrestling guy store. Go figure.
Well, you keep using your little butt
just
plugs.
Just like how the wrestling
talk
guy
that.
Never plugs Pipe Bob.
I just did. Yeah. I'm waiting for my shirt.
Okay. They're coming. The shirts are coming.
Oh, kind of like
they're coming.
What is his nickname?
No time.
Jacinto.
What is it?
Jacinto.
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 Yeah.
He's coming. They're coming like
you
Jacinto
could,
is
you
right
could
now.
You could just call him Cinto.
Jacinto, you coming?
They're coming.
They're coming.
I'm alright.
Are you okay. Asian?
Me?
No.
He just look Asian.
He's, yeah, he's that Mexican friend.
Beard.
He's that Mexican friend that looks Asian.
The beard.
He looks like a Wishcash.
they thought the butcher was black. But then when he got undressed, they realized that was not true.
I could see it.
Actually, they got scared because they saw something that was pretty enormous.
Enormously small.
I'm not going there. There are probably children listening there, and I do want to protect my meat products.
Oh, trust me, no one listens.
The one with the
they might views. Today.
Yes.
Those 2 views is us.
They got 3 with Jacinto over here.
I'm pretty sure Jerry McDevitt is going to be listening to this.
Okay. Kidding.
Don't mention him.
So, before you did, what about the 20th that's coming? El Patron coming to the Wrestling Guys store. There's your floor.
Formerly known as
Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, you're gonna get sued.
I'm sued. Intellectual property, my friend.
Hey, Vince. I got nothing, but you can have my
with
family.
With our luck, he'll be the fourth listener.
Yeah, well, you never know. Yeah. He's gonna come in. Damn it. How would you like to work for me? All you gotta do is get on your knees. Kiss my ass.
Depends on the salary. I might
kiss my ass. Man. Come on, here's a chapstick.
No. I can make it look. I can make it do tricks.
No,
it's like, you know what? That was a bad.
Alex is done.
It's weird because it sounds like you've been rehearsing this.
What are you talking about?
I would just like to throw it out there that we had some clothes that came in here a few weeks ago, and there was somebody wearing a cat suit.
Oh, what?
That's all I'm gonna say. No, I'm sorry. They weren't wearing the cat suit. They were humping the cat suit.
What the?
I won't mention any names.
The butcher.
Okay. Fue el jefe.
Coming to chop your meat near you.
Oh my goodness.
We might have to do something with the butcher shop and pipe bomb.
Yeah, I totally love that idea.
Well, we could. You're ready to talk to my managers and to my people, and then we'll set something up.
Like, yeah, I'm a very busy man. Well, Chetto's a pain in the ass, though.
Okay.
He has big demands.
Okay.
What, 3 different types of meat?
You'd be surprised how much I'll take a bullet for a Lochetto.
You know, he might want it Jacinto.
Oh. No, that sounds wrong. He wants a Jacinto?
Jacinto stuff.
No, he's getting married, so you have to ask his wife if he can appear. You know how it is.
Duct tape, are you kidding me?
Why do you think he's not here today? He didn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, Lonchetto's on his vacation. He's on vacation every week.
Okay. But I believe pretty soon, you guys could be the first to know that the butcher shop might be closing pretty soon. So
why?
What?
Other 2 big things, and Lonchetto will be...
The butcher store?
Nah. No.
You're moving on to big things?
Bigger things. So I'm keeping it hush-hush. That's why I'm not wrestling as much. So, and besides, I'm just trying to keep it low. But you guys are the first to know, and I hope this great news will launch for your favor.
Okay.
Man, we just lost like 3 of you.
Oh, God.
Damn. If Chetto would have made his appearance, you would have had like 5,000.
Yeah.
Well, let's get a scoop. What is it? A butcher shop clothing?
That's enough. That's all I'm saying. We'll do it on the next time. Maybe
okay.
On the show.
On the next show. All
right. The next one.
Sounds
the
good.
Next episode.
You know, just to let everybody know, I'm going to give you guys a scoop.
Okay.
I'm going to get divorced because I was supposed to be home 20 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's your scoop. Anybody have an extra room in their house?
No chance in hell.
I might be sleeping back here.
What about, are you preparing yourself to do that genius?
Well, let's
we're
see if I can do that.
I don't even remember the last thing you're talking about. Jeff Hardy? Jeff Harvey.
What happened to that interview you got?
The Drew McIntyre interview?
Yeah, it's going to play after this.
Oh, okay.
So, nonsense.
Okay, so, Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio, we're the best at what we do. Banter, news, informatives, and an interview with Drew.
There you go.
That was great. Maybe next time a little more louder.
Yeah.
I mean, squeeze your balls if you have to, but you know what? Just say it louder.
Okay. So there
I
you
think
go.
You're the one that has something.
Yeah, why do you want someone to squeeze their balls?
Right.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
No, we're best friends, man.
There you go. Yeah.
BFFs? No, I'm not your BFF.
I'm
because
you a Coke.
On Facebook, you got some other BFF guy, so damn. I don't know.
I'm a slut. I'm a slut. I
no, I dirty whore.
I just switch friends every 2 days.
So this is Kirsch signing off with my guests.
Put your plugs again.
David the wrestling guy, don't forget.
Yeah.
El Patron, FKA, Alberto del Rio, here on Saturday, September 20th, 1 to 3 p.m.
And I am Dennis the Butcher, and it was a pleasure being here with you guys and plugging each and every one of you.
He's going to cut your meat.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't have any.
Okay. There you go.
That's why he's the best man on the job.
Alex Rico, make sure to like our Facebook page at Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio. Like the Wrestling Guy Stores page. He forgot to plug our show again. It's okay though.
Why?
Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I don't have a Facebook
page. You know what?
I try to stay away.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's closing, since he said.
YouTube, the butcher shop before it closes down.
Before he actually closes.
Yeah. And that's it.
The Twitter. I don't know what the Twitter is.
Pipebomb_radio. Twitter. There you go. Like it. Follow us.
Subscribe.
Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter. He's a jobber now.
Yeah. That's,
all right.
Go to the wrestling store. Yeah. Store.
Yeah.
And take care.
Pipe your
perro.
That's not his catchphrase.
Let me get one of these. You can write your. It's on.
So this is Kirsch from Pipe Bomb Wrestling Radio, and I'm here with Drew Galloway.
Hello.
As he says, the whole fucking business. So pretty much, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I have two basic questions for you. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was the biggest wrestling fan growing up. I'm from a country where, you know, pro wrestling isn't really the thing to do, especially when I was a kid. And, you know, being told that I would never be able to doing it. To ever be able to do it is kind of what drove me to get a bit nuts, get a little bit overly passionate, and push till I got to America and WWE.
Yeah, that's good. So who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
I was a big Bret Hart fan. I liked Hulk Hogan for the obvious reasons, but Bret Hart always caught my attention. I didn't really understand why until I became older and a bit more educated, that it was his matches and the compelling stories he was telling with his moves in the ring that was actually getting my attention. Even at a young age, he was just so good, and he was colorful as well, but you know, he was so good in the ring. As I got older, I realized, even as a kid, that's what drew me in to be a Bret Hart fan.
Any fond memories with or without Bret Hart?
I've had fond memories with him in person now. Obviously a lot of matches that he had. Excuse me. The Iron Man match and SummerSlam 91 with Mr. Perfect. There's so many that you can just go through. But I spent a tour with him in Germany when I was Intercontinental Champion. And you know, that was pretty crazy because he's very popular in Germany and in Europe in general. And to be IC Champion, which he was, you know, a huge world champion and a huge remembered IC champion. It was a pretty special time.
You enjoyed that IC title, right?
Oh, well, absolutely. That was, you know, the wrestler's title back in the day. And, like, I don't know so much anymore, but I think at that point still it was generally people that could kind of go. They got it. You know, it was Rey Mysterio had it, then Morrison had it, and then I took it from Morrison. Kofi took it from me. So it was always kind of the guys who could go. Like, up to that point, like, I don't know. At the moment, actually, I don't even know who has it right now. Is he champion right now? I know Wade had it.
It's Miz.
Miz, oh yeah. Miz. Yeah.
I think he's just keeping it warm for Wade, I think. You know? I think Wade's going to be back.
That's what Wade keeps telling me. Just saw him about 5 minutes ago on the flight.
Really? Nice.
Sorry, oh yeah, well, he was flying over to do it. We're currently at a signing right now in lovely LA. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've got a bit of background noise and my throat's a bit scratchy with the humidity here. So sorry if I'm not quite getting my words out.
That's fine.
But Wade and I flew over and he went to do the SummerSlam panel, and I'm here to meet the fans and do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I'm going to try and get a few people involved for a good cause, and we're going to send a challenge out to Sheamus to see if his big ginger ass has got the buzz.
Oh, nice. So I see you also acquired a championship belt.
So, things are going well right now. You know, I've been away from WWE for a couple of months now. With the first break I've had in 7 years. Like, I hadn't had a week off in 7 years, pretty much. And, you know, I wanted to get back out there, get my, name about, get a buzz going, show what I can really do when I'm just being myself. I haven't had the chance to wrestle properly in a long time. My first appearance back in Scotland kind of went viral within the, wrestling community, which is pretty cool, and I was just being myself. And then my first match back was for the Evolve. We've got a real good thing going, a lot of good wrestlers, and I won the title my first match. Pulled my hamstring pretty bad, and it's pretty black and blue right now, but I fought two more matches with some good guys. One of them was Ricochet. You'll be hearing his name a lot more soon. He's a very talented high flyer, and he's going to be a big name one of these days. Yeah, things are going good.
So, what's your future aspirations?
Well, I've said it, and I'll say it again. Check out ICW. The interview I did, it's on my Twitter, Deidre McIntyre. You just check a few tweets back, the link's there. And I pretty much sum it all up as I won't be happy till I'm the biggest wrestler, like, outside of WWE. You don't need the machine behind you to, you know, have a good buzz. Obviously, you can't compete with that like level, and nor am I trying to. I'm trying to be back one day, but I plan to, you know, build my reputation on what I do in the ring and what I do with the mic, and, you know, that's the goal right now.
All right, then.
So far, so good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the interview.
No problem. You're very welcome, and thank you for coming out today, and let's get some ice over our heads for a good cause.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, man. All right. Thank you so much.